people used to laugh at me when I got up to play, but now they're all very surprised when all the people come now and pay. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. People used to laugh at me when I got up to play, but now they laugh and smile and say, "Wow, watch, they all pay." And that's true. That's true. People pay to come and hear me talk. People pay to come and hear me give my seminars. People pay to come and hear me talk about the things that I love. And just like the dog whisperer, he says, "This is what I'm destined for. This is what I'm made for. This is what I'm created for. This is my love. I love working with dogs and whispering to them." Well, I love working with ideas and sharing them with everybody, and not necessarily catching people when they should be aware, but not letting anything get by that I endorse that is not true. True? Mm-hmm. Okay. Ellen said that she was in India, and she was visiting Sai Baba in India. And we had just finished one of our master seminars, and she was well trained in the idea that thoughts are things, and every thought we think or speak or have in our mind is a thought that manifests itself in our world. And so when she was there, she was in Sai Baba's rather large and beautiful compound, and everywhere she looked, she saw the most beautiful dogs in the world. They were not overfed, they were beautifully trained, they were disciplined and gentle and loving everywhere she turned. And then one day she was talking to a group of ladies, and one of the ladies said, "Have you ever seen such a bunch of mongrels in your life? They're all starving to death." And Ellen had not seen that. And so she turned to the lady and she said, "Did you hear what Sai Baba said in his lecture today?" And the lady said, "Sure." Well, you think I'm going to believe what he says? "Well, what are you here for?" "Well, because it's a holiday for me." "Oh, it's a holiday for you. So you're not really here to learn from Sai Baba, the wonderful philosophy that he has to teach. You're here just to have a holiday." "Well, that's no wonder you don't see how much beauty there is all around us here. How many wonderful, glorious people." Ellen, were the women dressed in the most beautiful sarees you could imagine?
Yes.
Did they have glorious red shoes, or was it just you?
Just me.
She put her shoes on the pile and never had trouble finding them, because her red shoes were always evident. But Ellen, when you came away from Sai Baba, did you feel that you were in the presence of a man who was an outstanding spiritual being, an outstanding spiritual leader who you could believe in?
Yes.
And did you think that that was a type of philosophy that sort of dovetailed with what you were thinking?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have the idea that all those dogs were starving? Did you ever have the idea that Sai Baba was telling jokes?
No.
Did you notice that he always spoke true, and he had a smile on his face only because he loved doing what he was doing, but he did not make excuses for what he said? And if somebody in the congregation and the group that are listening to him do not have the purity of his eyes, does that disturb him?
Mm-hmm.
Are his eyes so pure that he sees everyone in his surrounding as beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
That he sees every dog as beautifully fed, beautifully exercised, in perfect health? Do you think that he saw the little babies that were brought to him as needing anything other than unconditional love? Do you think he knew how to give anything other than unconditional love? Well, that's what a master does. A master does not allow himself to go by other people's appearances. A master goes by what?
By his own beliefs.
his own appearances, his own belief, his own realization. He is untouched by what other people want to say. And that's why we can say there now
is peace on earth and began with me.
There now is peace on earth and it began with me, because that's the only place it starts and ends, with me. Did Sai Baba see any dogs that needed special care? Did Sai Baba have anyone coming to him asking for healing blessings? What did he do with anyone who came to him? He saw them
already healed. He saw them in their original purity and integrity.
He saw them whole and perfect in their originally pure. But you see, we got to keep our head above.
Yes.
And because I'm doing it not unkindly but subtly. And I'm trying to give you an opportunity to catch yourself up. But you don't have to. Now, how's Ingeborg doing? Better?
She's holy perfect.
Ingeborg, are you expressing your original purity and integrity?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. And Sylvia, are you expressing your original purity and integrity?
Yes.
Are you an unconditionally loving person?
Yes.
Under all circumstances?
Yes.
Are you here because there's only one thing to do, and that's to be loving?
Yes.
Yeah. And you? Are you Mr. Unconditional Love?
Amore senza condizioni.
Yeah. Yeah. Do the girls just fall over you?
Le ragazze ti covano dietro, no?
Do the boys respect your leadership?
I maschi rispettano la tua guida come maestro, come boss.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Are you the boss or are you a follower?
Sei uno che comanda o uno che ti fai comandare? Sei il boss o sei quello che segue?
Sei comando.
Yeah?
You are the boss.
Yeah.
It depends.
No, you're always the boss, even when it depends.
C'est sempre il boss.
When you say it depends, you're merely making a decision of in what direction you want to be the boss. Sometimes being the boss in a direction is not staying with guys that are doing things you don't approve of. And that's being the boss too.
Yes, il padrone, il boss è anche di fare una decisione di non stare con degli amici che non sono del
you surround yourself with people who are like you.
Di circondarti con ragazzi o con gente che è come te.
Honorable,
onorabile,
peaceful,
pacifico,
joyful, wealthy,
ricco,
healthy. Yeah.
Sano.
Yeah. Victor?
Giusto?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Questo dipende. Questo è tutto quello che c'entra.
And as long as you surround yourself with wonderful people, then it's a wonderful world.
E quando ti circondi con della gente magnifico, il mondo è magnifico.
And if you surround yourself with unwonderful people, not wonderful people, it's not a wonderful world.
Allora, quando ti circondi con della gente che non è tanto bello, bravo, allora il mondo non è bello.
It's all the same world.
E tutto il mondo è lo stesso.
But it's your attitude.
Ma
or my attitude.
Dipende sempre dal nostro atteggiamento.
Now, is that difficult?
È difficile.
If you want the respect of people that you don't respect, it's difficult.
Quando tu vuoi il rispetto della gente che tu non rispetti, allora è difficile.
If you want the respect of people you respect, no problem.
Ma quando tu vuoi il rispetto della gente che tu rispetti, allora è facile.
You surround yourself by fabulous people.
Allora ti circondi con della gente favolosa.
Like me.
Come me.
Now, don't just smile, say, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes.
Very good. This is your world.
Questo è il tuo mondo.
Now, what did Ellen learn when she came back from seeing Sai Baba in India?
cosa ha imparato l'Ellen quando è venuta dalla India, di Sai, ritornando da Sai Baba?
Nothing.
Niente.
Just that there is another person who has the same philosophy that she does.
Si è reso conto che c'era lì un'altra persona che aveva la stessa filosofia come lei.
And when Mattia came here,
e quando Mattia è venuto qua,
he looked at you.
Ti ha guardato.
He likes you because you're his grandmother.
Ti vuol bene perché sei la sua nonna.
But now,
ma adesso,
as he sees you as the boss,
ma quando lui ti vede come il boss,
always in charge with positive attitudes,
sempre in carico con un atteggiamento positivo,
always unconditionally loving,
sempre amando senza condizioni,
he says, that's my grandma.
Allora lui dice, questa è la mia nonna.
Right?
Vero?
Yes.
Yeah. And this is the way we all go.
E questa è la nostra strada, tutti.
It's not hard.
Non è duro.
It's just consistent.
È soltanto di essere consistente.
So, what's the guitar player's name?
Come Segovia.
Segovia.
Che suona la chitarra.
So, Sylvia is going to take one of our guitars, and she's going to practice, and she's going to practice, and she's going to practice, and she's going to practice. She's going to drive herself up the wall, not us. She's going to go to her house.
E allora Silvia prende la chitarra e pratica, e pratica, e pratica, e pratica di suonare la chitarra, ma nella sua casa, perché...
And after a week or two,
ma dopo una settimana o due,
she's going to come and give us a concert.
Allora viene qua e ci dà un concerto.
And it'll be great.
E allora sarà grande.
She's a quick learner.
E lei impara molto in fretta.
Right, Ingeborg?
Vero,
she's a
Ingeborg?
Quick learner.
Lei impara in fretta.
You too are a quick learner.
Impara in fretta.
So, try it.
Prova.
You like it.
Ti piacerà.
I love you. I love you, I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you.